US President Joe Biden has defended his withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, calling the evacuation an extraordinary success. He's faced criticism over the chaos of the past few weeks as Afghanistan rapidly fell under Taliban control. But Biden blamed Afghan forces for collapsing far more quickly than expected.
We succeeded in what we set out to do in Afghanistan over a decade ago. Then we stayed for another decade. It was time to end this war. This is a new world. The terror threat has metastasized across the world, well beyond Afghanistan. We face threats from al-Shabaab in Somalia, al-Qaeda affiliates in Syria and the Arabian Peninsula, and ISIS attempting to create a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and establishing affiliates across Africa and Asia. The fundamental obligation of a president, in my opinion, is to defend and protect America. Not against threats of 2001, but against the threats of 2021 and tomorrow.
Meanwhile, the UK says it's in direct talks with the Taliban to secure safe passage for British nationals and Afghan allies who remain there. The talks are taking place in Doha. Britain's mission came to an end on Saturday. It's flown more than 15,000 people out in the past 2 weeks. In other news, Hurricane Ida has left hundreds of thousands on the U.S. Gulf Coast without drinking water and electricity. Louisiana's governor called the destruction catastrophic. At least 4 people have died. And U.S. federal court documents show that 1 of 2 former U.K. nationals accused of being part of an ISIL cell will plead guilty to criminal charges on Thursday. Alexander Cote was extradited from Iraq last year to face trial in the U.S. He's accused of involvement in the beheadings of Western hostages. And there are reports the Syrian government and local leaders from the rebel-held city of Deraa have reached an agreement for a 3-day ceasefire due to start on Wednesday. Government forces have recently ramped up their offensive to take Deraa, including blocking the supply of food and medicines. There's been a spate of rebel attacks on army checkpoints in neighboring towns.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.